Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. Venezuela makes this statement on behalf of the main sponsors of Amendment L39. We regret that our proposal was not heeded by the core group of draft resolution L30 on youth and human rights. We regret that this counter-proposal was not considered, and which we drafted on the basis of agreed resolutions of the Human Rights Council that were supported by many members of the core group. For many countries, including ours, that are negatively affected by the imposition of unilateral coercive measures, it is essential for us to include language on this issue on the resolution, because the impact is measurable. These unilateral coercive measures have an impact on young people and prevent them from fully and effectively participating in any processes relating to the production and dissemination of knowledge. And this is certainly having an impact on the enjoyment of young people, on the enjoyment of rights of young people. We suggested the inclusion of this critical issue and said we were willing to work on the language to include the idea, but we were met with rigidity and a lack of flexibility from certain members, resulting from their politicized approach to human rights. There is no consensus on the inclusion of unilateral coercive measures, but this is not enough to exclude it from the relevant draft resolutions. We are particularly concerned by the fact that those that are opposed against this inclusion are precisely those countries that are imposing these illegal measures. This means that they don't really care about genuine protection of human rights for all. We firmly believe that the resolutions adopted by this Council must reliably reflect what is happening on the ground in the world, and we believe that UCMs are a reality and they do have a real impact on the lives of our populations. We would urge the Council to consider these issues from a human rights perspective, not a political one. We must be consistent in our commitment to human rights. We will continue to push for resolutions that defend the dignity and rights of all persons, particularly young people that are affected by the illegal imposition of unilateral coercive measures. We would ask members of the Council to vote in favor of this amendment to guarantee that no young person is deprived of their human rights or opportunities in life.